When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Welcome to you to Silk Call Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and this evening's guests, Rudy Valley and Walter O'Keefe. And now here's our genial host,
My name is Bing Crosby.
Well, I'm sorry, Bing, but I'm so excited over Rudy Valley being on the program, I just clean forgot your name.
Oh, you did, huh? Well, if you'll just take the trouble to look at the signature on the lower right-hand corner of your weekly check, it might help you to remember my moniker.
Oh, yes.
Perhaps even respect it.
Wow. Rudy Valley can write checks that make yours look like tamale wrappers.
Oh, he can, eh?
You said it.
Well, next payday, Carpenter, when you run out to meet the mailman, don't seem to be surprised if you get an envelope with no tamale wrapper in it.
Oh, Big, what's the matter with you? I'm only kidding.
Well, I'm not. Now, Ken, lest you and I come to grips. Oh, do I frighten you? Pretty grim when you get on the tamale wrappers. Lest you and I come to grips, I think I shall gather up the rhythm airs and go cruising down the river on the good ship John Scott Trotter. Scamper up the gangplank, kid.
1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3.
Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon. With one you love, the sun above, waiting for the moon. The old accordion playing the sentimental tune. Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon. The birds above all sing of love, a gentle sweet refrain. The winds around all make a sound like softly falling rain. Just two of us together, we'll plan a honeymoon. Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon.
The birds above all sing of love, a gentle sweet refrain. The winds around all make a sound like softly falling rain.
Just two of us together, we'll plan a honeymoon. Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon.
Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon.
You're great. You're all fine.
Bubbly. Cruising down the river is just about my idea of the perfect way to spend a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, well, probably, Ken. But, of course, right at this time of the year, I'd appreciate it if there was a baseball diamond on the riverboat.
Naturally.
Cruising down the river watching a nice ball game. Now, that'd be something.
Well, Bing, you can still go on the cruise if you want to get the ball game. All you got to do is tune in your Philco portable, and you'll get every play just as if you were at the park.
Yes, but are hot dogs as good on a boat as they are at the ball game?
Oh, I think they're better.
Oh, I don't know. If the boat's rocking and pitching, there must be a terrific mustard loss.
Well, maybe so, a little of that. But with a Philco portable, you'll never lose a second as a ball.
The scuppers will be full of...
What? With a Philco portable, you'll never lose a second of the ball game. Really pulls in the stations.
I know that, Ken. I carry my Philco portable with me wherever I go, even to the movies.
You tune in your portable at the movies?
Certainly. You'd be surprised how many big laughs I've got watching Bob Hope's picture while listening to Fred Allen's program.
Say, this opens up a whole new field.
Well, then just open up your big ruby lips and tell us more.
Well, I'll be happy to, Bing. Those Philco portables really get around, folks, especially Philco's new lightweight model, 602. Take it anywhere on your vacation, and it'll take you everywhere. The ball games, the big shows, and all the best bands in the land. It's a three-way portable with powerhouse performance on battery, AC, or DC. And its streamlined plastic case comes in your choice of four smart colors. Every one an eye-catcher. And so is the price. Philco quality all the way through at sensationally low cost. So whether you're planning to cruise down the river this summer or sit in your own backyard listening to the ball games, drop in at your Philco dealer now and catch the performance of this new portable champion from Philco, the leader.
One of the great tunes from the great score of Kiss Me, Kate. Great piano passages by Buddy Cole.
Why can't you behave? Oh, why can't you please behave? After all those things you told me and the promises that you gave, why can't you behave? Why can't you be good and do just as you should? Won't you turn that new leaf over so your baby can be a slave? Oh, why can't you behave? There's a farm I know near my old hometown where we two can go and try settling down. There I'll care for you forever, 'cause you're all in the world I crave. Ah, oh, but why can't you behave?
Yes, sir. Now I'd like to roll out the welcome mat for an old pal of mine, a fellow with whom I did much knocking around in the good old days before taxes, which made no difference to us, of course. But here's the well-known quizmaster of the Double or Nothing radio program, a songwriter of note, conferencier, raconteur of great renown, Mr. Walter O'Keefe.
Thank you, Bing. That was such a warm and friendly introduction. It really overwhelmed me.
Oh, I'm glad.
Honestly, you couldn't have lathered up my ego more if you said you owed me some money from years ago.
Do I owe you some money from the old days?
Yes, and it was the old money, when money was money.
Oh, Walter, this upsets me.
Oh, forget about the money, Bing. I came here to talk to you about Rudy Valley.
Don't tell me I owe Valley money from the old days. I don't think so, because as I recall, Rudy was one of those... I left my money in the other pants, fellas, you know. And his other pants followed him around in an armored car.
You don't have to tell me. I used to drive it.
Well armored.
But no matter what you say about Rudy Bing, he has certainly given liberally.
You're getting on the bebop,
should we start all over?
That bebop of Rudy Bing, Rudy
but
Bing
But no bum. Matter. We're the only sober peeper here. But no matter what you say about Rudy Bing, he certainly gave liberally of his time and talents.
Rudy is still giving liberally from what I see in the papers.
Right. He had a sensational engagement at the Roxy in New York. Mm-hmm. He pulled him over at the Latin Quarter, and he's a big hit in television.
Say, is it a fact that he's been voted Mr. Test Pattern of 1949? But I do hear he's packing him in at the Coconut Grove here.
May we?
He's the ambassador right now. Very big. And he's fine in pictures.
Yes.
Done some wonderful things, and I've heard him on the radio a couple of times lately.
Now, there's the rub. That's
the
trouble. He's only been on the radio a couple of times recently.
Well, radio does need a shot in the arm, I guess.
So does Rudy. And that's why I'm here. I want to bring Rudy Valley back to radio.
And how do you propose to contrive this diabolical coup d'etat?
Very simple.
What?
You use guests in your program every week, and from now on, every week, your guest will be Rudy Valley.
Every week?
Bing, think of the thrill your millions of listeners will have every week when you come in the air and say, "Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to present that great performer, that talented fellow, Rudy Valley."
Hi-ho, everybody. This is Rudy Valley.
Well, Rudy! Hey, this is nice. This is real pleasant. It's so nice to see you because we were just talking about you.
Well, who isn't?
Well, one way or another, I guess.
Ladies and gentlemen, for my first number, I'll sing my translation of Alouette, followed by a medley of hits of yesteryear.
Rudy, the deal isn't set yet.
I see. Make up your mind, Crosby, or I'll go to see Arthur Godfrey.
What, and lose again?
Ah, that was sabotage. I lost because some sneak slipped a cork in my megaphone.
Somebody slipped a cork in your script, son. Look, Bing. Bing, the comeback of Jolson, Chevalier, and all the others proves one thing. The public wants old faces.
Well, that's gratifying.
And I want to... And I want to tell you, Bing, Rudy has the hottest old face in the business.
So that's the current trend, huh?
Bing. Ma. Look, Bing, the newest wrinkle in show business is wrinkles, and Rudy here
please,
has...
Please, Walter.
Let's not go overboard.
Bing, we gotta launch Valley while he's hot, right now.
Well, that's true. Rudy's in the news again, that's certain.
Certainly. Did you see the big spread life gave him?
Well, at Rudy's age, life has a way of doing that.
Let's not talk about spreading. Happy hips.
Oh, happy hips. Been with Hope at Palm Springs, I'll bet. I'm sorry, Slats. Have you got any rye crisp on you?
Look, Rudy hasn't lost any of his magic. He's still the same idol with women he was at the beginning of his career. You remember the 20s, Bing?
I'm afraid I can't.
I don't mean your 20s, Bing. I mean the 1920s.
Oh, the 1920s. That seemed like only yesterday.
And Rudy has the same effect on women that he had back in those days.
Well, if Rudy has the same effect on women, what's all this talk about him getting older?
They don't have the same effect on me.
Me either. When I go to the beach and whistle now, it's at the hot dog band.
You see, Bing, there's another reason we've got to help Rudy. After all, he's down and out.
Oh, come now, Wally. Don't give me that hard luck stuff. Valley's the most prosperous-looking man I've ever seen.
Rudy, don't just stand there. Do something poor.
Sorry. Sorry, Walter. I have my other pants on tonight.
The Fort Knoxers, huh?
Here I am, knocking my brains out, trying to get you back on radio when you're all dressed up. The least you could do is try to look a little seedy, a little run down.
Maybe I could change clothes with Crosby.
I'd just like to change pockets. You know, Rudy, you made it when you could keep it.
Well, Bing, I'll admit that in his youth, Rudy was a keen student of the dollar.
Keen student? This boy graduated magna cum laude. I hear
sure,
a raucous note in the brass section. Is it an old cornet player of yours?
But remember, Bing, an old truism, an old aphorism. It isn't how much you've made, it's how much you've saved. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows what a big spender Rudy was.
Rudy who?
You!
Gracious to Betsy.
Bing, you better grab Rudy. He's a great personality.
No argument there.
His voice is better now than it ever was.
I'm sure it is.
He's got more warmth, more quality.
I know.
And such beautiful tones.
Oh, they're thrilling.
Maybe if I sing something. Will
what,
you...
when we're doing so good?
Now, wait a minute, Walter. Rudy doesn't have to prove anything here. We all know he can sing. You know a funny thing, Rudy? The very first time I ever heard you sing, I was with that fellow there, with Walter O'Keefe.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Walter and I were living in a little theatrical boarding house on 8th Avenue in New York City.
Mm-hmm. Edie Hills. Edie Hills boarding house.
Pitch till you win.
Remember, Bing? Remember? Remember that big radio set she had in the parlor?
Yep, we owed so much back rent we had to sleep in the horn. It made us great radio fans, of course.
Yeah, and how we enjoyed the first Valley program we heard. Hated to have it come to an end. Remember, Bing?
I sure do.
My time is your time. Your time is my time. There's no time like our time. And no one like you.
So until next week, au revoir, hasta la vista, and good night.
Oh, brother. Isn't he sensational, the way he sang that Mainstein song?
Yeah. Gee, I wish I could get a job.
You lose every job I get you.
Why don't you let me go out and get you a job?
What do you mean, a job? While you're still sleeping, I've been getting up at 6 every morning going out my milk route.
What milk route?
Going from door to door, swiping people's milk.
Walter, how could you?
Well, you didn't think we had a cow in the closet, did you?
If I can only get a job singing.
Say, I got an idea. How about Rudy Valley and that variety show he has? He's always on the lookout for new names.
Rudy Valley? Gee, you think we'd get in to see him? Gosh.
Oh, come on. Let's go over to see him. This is your big chance, Bing.
Golly.
Well, here's Valley's place. Ring the bell.
What a big house. How'd you know where he lived, Walter?
He's on my milk route.
Oh.
Hi-ho, everybody.
Hi-ho.
Gee,
Rudy Valley, the idol of millions, and here we are close enough to touch him.
Don't you dare.
If we can just have a few minutes, Mr. Valley.
Well, as you know, my time is your time, but tonight I'm terribly busy.
Now, Mr. Valley, you can't judge a book by its cover. I'll admit we don't look very prosperous, but how do you know what's beneath these tattered clothes?
Probably tattered underwear.
Come on, Walter.
Wait a minute, Mr. Valley. Mr. Valley, you've got to give us a chance. My friend here is full of talent and ambition.
I'm not interested in what your friend is full of.
Waller, it's hopeless.
Mr. Valley, we're desperate. I realize it's late, but can't you give us just a few minutes?
Oh, very well. I can't turn you down if you're desperate. Follow me into the study.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Would you gentlemen care for a drink?
Oh, sure. What have you got?
Everything but milk.
You can get Crosby a job. I'll take you off my route.
Next, cracking.
Come in and sit down, gentlemen. At my feet.
Oh,
thank you.
Now, just what is it you wish to do in show business, Mr. Crosby?
Well, I'd like to be a singer, if it's all right with you.
Oh? What type of singing do you do?
Well, I'm sort of a crooner, a romantic crooner. We played the game of stay away. Please. No levity. But it costs more than I can pay.
There you go.
But I didn't go very far, did I?
This puts me in a very difficult position. Hundreds of very good singers come to New York to see me, but I've had to discourage them. I've even given them railroad fare to go back home.
Gee, that must cost you a lot of money.
Yes, but it's worth it. So you see, my advice to you, young man, is to go back home to Jersey City.
But I come from Spokane, Washington.
I was just trying to save some railroad fare. Now, Mr. Crosby, just reach over there in that candy bowl and take enough money to go back to Spokane, Washington.
But I want to stay on Broadway.
Then you may be a success. But don't think it's easy. The road is tough and full of hard knocks. Mr. O'Keefe.
Yes?
Unless you're planning to go back to your hometown, take your hand out of the candy bowl. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. Don't think it's easy. The road is tough and full of hard knocks.
I can take it.
Good. Because it's hard knocks that will mold your character, make you a star, and I'm going to help you.
Oh, great. You going to give me a chance to sing on your program?
No, I'm going to give you your first hard knock. Get the heck out of here. Oh!
Thanks very much, Rudy and Walter. It was jolly. But inasmuch as we've been yakking about singing here for several pages, I think we ought to segue into some songs, huh? Is there something we all know?
Well, I've just written a brand new song entitled Hand Holding Music.
Great. A song none of us know.
It's simple, and besides, people don't care if you make a little mistake now and then.
Well, as long as we have an alibi, I guess we can chance it. Keep the motor running, Lefty.
John Scott, stick with us, boy.
I like rustic music. I like a simple tune. I like it because my tonsils get the hang of it so soon. Then I get my nerve up. I'm out to take a chance. With rustic music back of me, I'm raring for romance. Give me handhold music. It fits me like a glove.
Give me handhold music with stars and moon above.
Give me something with a swing. Give me something I can sing.
Give me handhold music. It starts me making love.
Women sort of scare me. I'm not so much on talk. That old cat gets my tongue when we go out to take a walk. But if we meet a jukebox, I load up that machine. And after 10 or 15 cents, she knows just what I mean. Give me hand-holding music, it fits me like a glove.
Give me hand-holding music, with stars and moon above.
Give me something with a swing, give me something I can sing. Give me hand-holding music,
it starts me making love.
Fellas take their gals out, they take them out to dine. They buy them hot dogs, Dr. Pepper, maybe champagne wine.
Check.
Then the evening's over, they've spent a whole week's pay. But I get just the same results in quite a different way. Sing me hand-hold music,
it fits me like a glove.
Give me hand-hold music,
with stars and moon above.
Give me something with a swing,
give me solo
I can sing.
Give me hand-hold music, it starts me making love.
Now, you boys know that I'm a college man.
True.
I used to go to Yale.
And, of course, you know Gonzaga is the school from which I hail.
I'm sure you know that Notre Dame is where I used to go.
We wouldn't be such bums if we weren't educated so.
Notre Dame, Gonzaga, Yale are not co-educational.
So when we finally met some girls, we said, this is sensational.
Whenever girls would whistle at us, we knew just what to do.
We'd say, you fresh old thing.
You flapper.
23 skidoo.
Give me hand-holding music. It fits me like a glove.
Give me hand-holding music.
With stars and moon above.
Give me something with a zing.
Hey, hey.
Something I can sing. Give me hand-holding music.
It starts to make it love.
Where'd that come from?
Three girls.
Oh, goody. One for each of us.
Steady, men. Steady. We got work to do.
Oh, drat it all.
When Valley was a youngster, he could throw a punch and fight.
He'd square off in a roadhouse almost every night.
But now I'm very dignified. I never do get cranky.
Well, of course, there's somebody does it better now, that singer known as Frankie.
Crosby's voice controls him. His tone is very true.
I still don't know how he could buy with just boo, 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 boo.
He's got a way of singing that's great, you must agree.
Of course I think it's great, because he learned it all from me.
Oh, yeah. Give me hand-holding music, it fits me like a glove. Give me hand-holding music, with stars and moon above.
Give me something with a swing,
hey, hey.
Give me something I can sing.
Give me hand-holding music, it starts to make me love.
Very cozy. I say, folks, if you want the kind of home appliances, radios, television receivers, refrigerators that fit your needs like a glove, the place to get fitted is right at your Philco dealer. And that goes double for Philco's revolutionary new advances in refrigerator design for 1949. Now, for the first time in any refrigerator, Philco gives you 100% refrigeration right down to the floor. The result, the new Philco refrigerator model 1095 gives you almost 11 cubic feet of storage space in the same size cabinet that gave you only 8 before. Even down at the bottom, where you never got real refrigeration before, you now have Philco's huge new freshener locker, plus a big crisper in Philco's new snack box for butter, cheese, or prepared sandwiches. And to top it all, this great Philco refrigerator gives you a built-in home freezer with real zero-zone temperatures. So ask your Philco dealer for the new Philco with a full-length door and full-length refrigeration. It's advanced design for 49 from Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Ooh,
Can't let the season pass without having another go at the lovely French melody, La Croix Cloche. Becoming quite popular here in this country.
While the Angelus was ringing, calling for the evening prayer, I could hear the choir singing, and I saw you standing there. Silently I stood beside you. How my heart was beating then, for my dreams had all come true. I was safely back with you, never more to roam again. Then the great cathedral spire seemed to come alive and say, through the voices of the choir, there will be a wedding day. Then a golden ray of sunlight from a window in the sky shone upon us from above. Heaven's blessings on our love. Now our love will never die. Heaven's blessings on our love. Now our love will never die.
Just about wraps it up for tonight. I want to thank Walter O'Keefe and Rudy Valley for being aboard. No kidding, Rudy. You really brought a lot of class, a lot of culture to this clam bake. You know, it's not often that we have a Yale man on the show.
Well, most Yale men won't stoop as low as I will. But I do love tamale wrappers.
Yes, we know. Also, Rudy, while I have you here, I want to congratulate you on that fine picture that you're currently appearing in, the 20th Century Fox Mother is a Freshman with Loretta Young and Van Johnson. Swell
Thanks,
show.
Bing, but you know I'm a little disappointed in my picture career.
Why, Rudy, you should be the last person in the world to be disappointed in you.
I really am, though.
What's troubling you?
Well, in every picture, they have me play a rich, eccentric schnook.
A schnook, huh? Well, what's wrong with that?
I want a chance to act.
I see.
Say, Bing... Bing, who are your guests next week?
Next week, Walter, our guests will be Miss Peggy Lee and Abe Burrows.
Beauty and the Beast, huh?
Oh, yes. Abe will hate you. We have a very clever college operetta all cooked up.
Well, Bing, if you have a part for a wealthy, eccentric schnook, give me a call.
We will, Rudy, and thanks again. Thanks, Walter. Thanks, folks, and good night.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Bears and Bing's guests, Abe Burrows and Peggy Lee. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the greatest values in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.